And now I'm joined on the line from Plymouth in the southwest of England by Ian Grant, who's the Chief Medical Officer for the British Antarctic Survey. He's responsible for training the doctors who go out to the Antarctic each year. So Ian, what about when it comes to other medical problems? Obviously people are completely isolated and over the winter, presumably it's hard to get home again. What happens if someone's ill?
Well, it is very difficult sometimes to get people out. It's been estimated that getting someone out from our base at Halley, which is the furthest south of the British bases, is actually more difficult in winter than it is to get somebody home from the International Space Station. However, we have managed a couple of winter evacuations in the past for people who are very seriously ill, but most of the time the doctors who are on base just have to be able to cope with whatever comes their way.
So what sort of things have you seen happen?
Obviously, they're working in a hostile, dangerous environment, and so minor injuries are relatively common. You know, it's very slippy when you go outside the door in winter in the Antarctic. The more serious injuries, thankfully rare. We do fairly carefully screen the population before they go south so that we know that we haven't got people with chronic illness which is likely to cause problems.
And presumably, do you see things like frostbite with those conditions?
Yeah, frostbite is something that we see most years, particularly at the most southerly of the stations. Again, you know, the Antarctic Survey kit is very good, usually the frostbite is relatively minor. But it's always a possibility that something can go wrong and that someone will get more in the way of frostbite, yes.
And presumably with something very serious, as you say, you could get advice from back home from other doctors.
Yeah, if, for example, the doctor was going to have to give an anaesthetic or do an operation which they perhaps weren't completely familiar, then we would have a surgeon and an anaesthetist in this country standing by on the end of a telephone to talk to them.
So have you had to do that and talk people through operations like that?
Yeah, we have once or twice. For example, we had one person who damaged a tendon in their hand, and we got one of the plastic surgeons to guide the doctor through the repair. It's quite a complicated operation, although relatively straightforward from the anatomical point of view. And they used photographs taken in the Antarctic, sent real time by email, to allow the surgeon to see what the doctor was seeing and to be able to give them advice as to exactly where to place stitches and so on.
Ian Grant from the British Antarctic Survey.